From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The White House says it's putting Iran on notice in wake of Sunday's ballistic missile launch and Tuesday's attack on a Saudi warship by Shiite Houthi rebels. White House spokesman Sean Spicer was asked what it meant, the administration, that is, by putting Iran on notice.
I think we wanted to make very clear that we felt as though that their actions were both provocative and a violation, and making sure that they understood that we weren't going to sit by and not act on those actions.
Trump administration officials say the U.S. is considering a range of options, including economic pressure on Tehran and assistance to Iran's adversaries. Iran says its ballistic missile test did not violate the 2015 agreement. Speaking in South Korea, U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis said Thursday the United States will continue to strengthen relations with Seoul.
The American view and the Republic of Korea's view of Asia as a stable, prosperous, democratic, free region, we share that policy of getting to that sort of a situation, but right now we have to address the reality of the threat that your country and my country faces, and we intend to be shoulder to shoulder with you as we face this together.
Mattis also plans to speak with South Korean officials about the THAAD missile defense system. Mattis' first trip overseas as Pentagon chief also includes a planned stop in Japan. And President Trump said Thursday terrorism is a fundamental threat to religious freedom and reiterated his campaign promise to put an end to it. His comments came during a national prayer breakfast in Washington. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The United States and Mexico are both denying reports that President Trump warned he was ready to send American troops into Mexico. The Associated Press and a Mexican journalist in Washington both reported that Mr. Trump told Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto during a phone call last week that he would deploy U.S. forces to deal with the, his words, bad hombres down there unless Mexico did more to control them. The AP account was based on a partial transcript of the call that it was given on the condition of anonymity by a person who had access to the official transcript. Less than 24 hours after the U.S. Senate confirmed Rex Tillerson, he is set to address employees at the State Department. President Trump has praised Tillerson for his understanding the importance of building strategic alliances to advance U.S. interests and protecting the American people. During Tillerson's confirmation hearings to become the Secretary of State, several lawmakers expressed concern over Tillerson's ties with Russian President Vladimir Putin while head of the energy firm ExxonMobil. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told reporters Wednesday he wants upcoming Geneva talks on Syria to focus on core issues, such as a transition government. The UN chief said a solution will require the full commitment of all stakeholders in Arab countries.
In relation to the process onwards and the future solutions and the need at a certain moment for all foreign troops to leave, I think that should be apply to everybody without exception. But this is a long process of negotiation that is starting now and I hope will be concluded positively for the Syrian people.
The future of President Bashar al-Assad has been a key obstacle in progress on a political solution to the six-year conflict. Members of the opposition Wednesday said they could not participate in the talks to begin February 20th unless they lead to a transition of power. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg is calling on Russia to use its influence with rebel separatists in eastern Ukraine to end fighting that has flared in recent days. At least 11 people have been killed since Sunday in fighting between Ukrainian troops and the separatists. Each side blamed the other for the uptick in violence. A prison guard was found dead early Thursday as police began clearing a building in a prison that has been seized by prisoners nearly 24 hours earlier in the eastern U.S. state of Delaware. Police found one hostage dead. A second was taken to the hospital. Two of the hostages were later released hours after the hostage situation began. From here in Washington, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.